Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Most people would lean unto their own understanding. And they would say, but you know what, financially I can't do this. And they let circumstances and they let money dictate to them. And they aren't following the desires of their heart. Brothers and sisters, listen to this. I believe that this is a word from God. There are many of you sitting right here that if you were to just all of a sudden, if you could do this mentally and say, let's just forget all of my financial obligations. Forget all of the, you know, the fact that I'm this many years away from retirement and getting all of my retirement, my pension fund. Forget what your family has to say about it. Forget your fears and phobias about what you can and cannot do. Just take every restriction off of you so that, you know, nothing is holding you back. And if I asked you, what do you want to do? I bet you that the majority of people sitting right here in this room are not doing what you really want to do. And that is, life is too short to do that. And some of you have prayed, God, what do you want me to do? Your desires are telling you what He wants you to do if you are really putting God first and if you really love God. What is it that you want to do? I couldn't tell you how many students have come to me, and we teach a lot on vision and believing God and making your life count. We tell people that if you aren't living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. You need to be out there. You need to be doing something. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is the real deal, amen. You only get one chance. Is anybody going to miss you when you're gone? Have you made a difference? We preach a lot of vision, and because of that, I've had students come to me before and say, man, it's getting near the end of school, and I still don't know what God wants me to do, and I've prayed, and I just hadn't heard a thing. And you know what I'll do is sit down and do something similar and say, forget money right now. Just act like you got billions of dollars. Money's not even an issue. Forget what your parents, what your relatives, what your whoever has said. Forget past experiences where you feel like I'm a failure in this area, I can't do it. Just forget all of this stuff. And if there were no restrictions on you, what do you want to do? And you know, sometimes people will say, well, I don't really want to do anything. But everybody really has some dreams on the inside. And if I can just get them over all of their fears and phobias and out of this mindset of I've got to do this. It's, you know, the way my life has gone. And just start asking. Every person I've ever sat down and talked to had a desire, had a dream. And as they start expressing it, you know, if I'm familiar enough with them to know them, I can put pieces together and say, well, that's why you're like this. This is why you have this type of personality. Man, this fits perfectly with what, and I can encourage them. And I have talked to dozens, maybe hundreds of people that really did have a word from God, but they didn't trust their own desires. They just thought this was them. And they dismissed it. Most of us would rather have an angel appear. We'd rather have an audible voice, a burning bush that would tell us what to do. But I'm telling you, it's as simple as if you just put God first in your life and if you sought Him with your whole heart, what is it that you desire to do? Now again, if you desire somebody else's wife, that's not God. You got to check these things out with the Word of God. If you desire to go rob a bank, that's not God. You need to get things lined up with the Word of God. But I'm saying if you truly love God and are seeking Him, what is it that God put in your heart? And you know what? You need to follow it. You know, one last testimony that ever since I got born again, well, not ever since, I got born again when I was 8, but ever since I made this total commitment of my life to the Lord and started seeking Him, I mean within a month of seeking Him, I knew I was going to minister the Word of God. I knew my life was going to be full-time trying to share with other people what God had done for me. And I started dreaming about it. And I remember within a month of God touching my life, Joe Nay, this man who was my mentor, we would drive through the country and see big old mansions and houses set on 20 or 30, 40 acres. And we'd think about, wouldn't that be a great place to have as a conference center and bring people in and just dedicate it to the glory of God. And within a month, we started dreaming about things like that. Did you know, ever since then, it's now been 42 years, I have been dreaming of having a place where I could bring people and we could just immerse them in the Word and teach them. And, you know, I wasn't even aware of this. I've done it so much that I never drove anywhere and saw a for sale sign without thinking, I wonder if you could make a conference center out of that and bring people in. I wonder if you could do that. I've done this unconsciously. I have looked at hundreds of pieces of property. I have always dreamed of this. Matter of fact, 15 years ago or so, I got so excited about all this, I stayed up for two or three nights drawing pictures of what I believed was going to be a conference center. I just had this desire to have a place where people could come away from all of the pressures of the world, get saturated, soak in the Word of God. And I've always dreamed of this. And it has been so dominant in my life that I've lost sleep over it. And I've actually prayed and asked God, God, take this away if this isn't you. Because it consumed me. I've thought about it so much. And anyway, we had some things happen in 2009 that our ministry is just growing. Our Bible college is growing at such a rate that I couldn't accommodate it. It was obvious that we were outgrowing our building. I made a deal with the church next door, and we can use their building up to 1,000 people. But that we're going to be out of that within 3 or 4 years or something like that. And so if we had to build, we had to do something now. And so we were at a place where we had to make some decisions about the future. And, you know, when I first started thinking about it, I thought, man, maybe we could have this place and have a conference center or something. But it just seemed too far out there. It seemed beyond our reach. And so I called a bunch of my guys, Larry Bozeman, David Hardesty, and Jim Ertle, others, together. And the ministry has grown to a place that I can't make this happen. I can give direction, but I can't make those things happen. And so I called them together, and I was going to have a meeting and basically just submit to them what's our next step. And as I drove in, I was praying. And it was scary. Because I've had all of these dreams of doing these things for decades. And I was about to submit my vision to other people. And if they said, this is crazy, you can't do this. We've got to break the Bible school away from the ministry, or even bring the Bible school into first year in one building, second year in another building. You know, whatever conventional wisdom, whatever the consensus of these guys was, I was basically going to take that as being a word from God. And it was a little scary for me because I'd been dreaming for 40 years and I was about to submit my dream to other people. And I remember praying about it and saying, God, it'll be fine. Whatever. And when we got in, long story short, but we thought about every possible scenario. Every person agreed. And I didn't steer this, really. I asked them for their input. And every one of them says, man, the ministry and the school are so close. The students work in our school so closely, in our ministry, that really we can't separate them. And so we decided to keep them together. To do that, we had to have a minimum of 100 acres would have been probably the minimum that we could have had to accommodate everything. And we started talking about how do you come up with 100 acres in Colorado Springs, and it would have cost a minimum of $20 million for 70 or 80 acres is the best deal that we had seen. And it was hard to come by that much acreage inside of Colorado Springs. And it just wasn't working. And so anyway, long story short, the Lord just led us to this place 15 miles from Colorado Springs in a much prettier place, beautiful, and led us to 157 acres that started out at $10 million for 157 acres. And when we got it, it was $4 million, and it has a $3 million lodge on it. The property is probably worth maybe 16 million, 15 or 16 million. We got it for 4 million with a $3 million lodge on it. Somebody asked Jamie, do you think that was God? And she said, let me see. 20 million for bare land for 70 or 80 acres. 4 million for 157 with a $3 million lodge on it. We'd had to backslide on God to keep from doing this. And you know what? Here's my point in saying all of this. I actually told people in 2008 and 2009, and they were asking me about, what do you believe God wants you to do? And I said, well, here's my dream list. Here's what I would love to have is enough acreage that we could have a conference center and accommodate the ministry and the school and do everything. And they said, so is that God? And I said, you know, if it was anybody else, and for 40 years you had been praying and say, God, take this desire away if it isn't you. And it just persisted and got stronger. If it was anybody but me, I'd say, that's God. But I said, you know, it's just such a huge step for me. I just am not prepared to say that God is God. But I said, if you had to press me, I'd say, that must be God leading me to do it. And for 40 years I've had this dream in my heart. And I'm in a position right now where all of this is coming to pass. We've bought this property. We're in the process of developing it and doing this. And we're going to raise up. I believe that God is eventually going to have over 2,500 people in our Bible college. And these students will go around the world just like the Forgestons that are in India. We've got people in Uganda, South Africa, the UK, Ireland, Belize. Where else? Thailand. We got people all over the world. They're changing people's lives. And I really believe that God is just doing something awesome. And you know what? 40 something years ago, God put this desire in my heart before I knew any of the details. And I'm in a position right now where I'm seeing a desire that I've had for four decades come to pass.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU12C titled Following the Desires of Your Heart when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year. And we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class because you have the interaction of your other students. You have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you. And you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.